do our own communication.
I can see why those guys like that. Anyway.
Okay, you ready? It's 8:39. We'll call to order the Gage County Board of Equalization. Open Meeting Act is posted on the southeast corner of the wall. Tenants by observation: Dorn, Bauman, Adams, Lytle, Setzer. Approve or disapprove agenda as presented.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, seconded by Bauman. Discussion. Vote. Can you flip Denny's? 5-0 to approve. Approve or disapprove minutes of previous meeting.
Move to approve.
Moved by Lytle.
Second.
Seconded by Dorn. Discussion. Vote. 5-0 to approve. Need a motion to open a public hearing to approve or disapprove tax exemptions on vehicles owned by qualifying nonprofit organizations.
Motion to open a public hearing.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Lytle. Discussion. Vote. 5-0 to open the public hearing. Patty?
Basically, we're just taking protests. We have, well, when I left.
Is this on the Humane Society?
Oh, sorry.
Is it, this one yours? That's not you. It's a treasure.
Yeah, I thought you. Yeah, no, that's treasure.
Beatrice Humane Society is a van to transport dogs and cats. And there is no value given on it, signed off by the treasurer. Where is the value? $112. Any more comments?
Is that the value or the tax that they would be?
That's the tax.
Tax that we're signing off not to claim.
Yeah, it's a 2005 van.
Make a motion to close the public hearing.
Moved by Bauman to close the public hearing.
Second.
Seconded by Setzer. Discussion. Vote. 5-0 to close the public hearing. Motion to approve or disapprove the tax exemption of the Beatrice Humane Society.
Move to approve.
Moved by Lytle, seconded by Bauman. Discussion. Vote. 5-0 to approve. Now, Patty.
Basically, we're just taking protests right now. We've had some few people come in. I guess Kathy said we're up to 20. I was at 15 at the beginning of the week. Of course, most of them will come in at the end. So we're taking a look at those and trying to see what we can do with some of them, you know. I know some of the big commercial ones, one of the big commercial ones, and I don't think has been filed yet, but I would assume the biodiesel will be one that we need to really look at this year. So had some conversation with them, so see what we can do as far as value goes. That's a TIF project anyway, so it really doesn't affect anything, but we want to try to work with them. You know, if they can get that plant going, I think that's a great thing. And so as the board and, you know, Daryl and myself, I think we need to work with those people to see what we can do to get them going. And it'll probably be another year or so before they are. Another thing you might, especially for the media, June 30th is the last day to file for the homestead exemption for the over 65 and disabled veterans, disabled people. We have actually had a few people call that we went out to their houses and helped them, so I think they appreciate that service, especially some that are homebound. That's basically it. Just don't tell Nebraska Orthopedic you work for the Gage County Assessor, because most of them got notices of evaluation, too. So we had quite a session with quite a few of them yesterday. So as I explained the whole process and stuff, then they begin to understand. You know, I think the whole perception out there is people just don't understand what we do. You know, it would be nice if we could have a little workshop, because once I sat down and explained, she goes, well, my house went up $30,000, and she'd owned it for a long time, and I went on to say, do you live, what kind of neighborhood, you know, if there's been any sales, yes. In small town Nebraska, things are kind of bad, but in Lincoln and places like that, you know, I guess the whole thing is your house, do you feel what the values on your house is correct? I said, people don't like taxes, and that's a given. And because her whole thing was, I don't like my taxes. And I said, well, we deal in valuation. And basically, she said, well, she had a refinance. And I said, yeah. I said, so you may want to take your appraisal in. You know, she goes, I don't think I want to do that. So, I mean, it's just, you know, I think the whole thing is they just don't quite understand that we're using a two-year average on residential, three-year on ag. And especially with some of the ag owners this year, I didn't hit probably as hard as maybe I could have, because the last year of sales, because we stopped June 30th of 11, and that's so important because there's a lot of heavy-duty sales after that. So when you stop at June 30th and you go back 3 years, once that year sales drops off and the new year comes on, next year, unless something really changes, you know, that could, you know, ag could get hit pretty hard again next year, where this year there's kind of a, you know, it wasn't real strong compared to some of the counties around me, but, you know, 2 years ago I hit them pretty good. So do what I can, you know, to keep everything going, but the sad thing about it is you want things to flourish and you want things to be valued as good as they can be, because you're leaving small towns and less isn't always better, you know. So that's kind of what, but anyway, it was an interesting day. So Lancaster must have quite a few notices that went out. So I don't know if you guys have had any calls or
people up there that have jumped 90,000 on a home, so. Okay, comments from the public, request for future agenda items relative to equalization.
Rex, I'll just visit with Patty a little bit. You know, Denny, with the health issues and stuff, you know, we'll visit with Kathy, too, but I don't know when we want to start the Board of Equalization, if we want to wait a couple weeks yet or...
Yeah, we can set up some dates. I think Don has to... On the three-member board like we do, you have to publish that, too. Or do you just have to publish? Okay. We really don't even have, and you know, some of those, and Danny and I, and I think we talked at the last meeting, some of those may be able to be settled. I will, and once again, I want this to be clarified because I think last time we definitely let the three board committee look at them. Mm-hmm. I don't make the decisions in my office and say this is a done deal. The three board committee can look at them, then the whole board has to look at them, so it doesn't look like I'm doing anything. I can make a recommendation because I can send Dan out to look at some of these properties, but ultimately it comes to this full board with, you know, so it doesn't look like I'm making the decisions on my own as the assessor. I'm not. It has to go through the right channels in order to get. So, but I'll keep you up, you know, and they are over in a box over there if there's any that you want to take a look at, or we can make photocopies for you. You know, you could go online at night or whatever. And then when I get enough, we can sit down and, you know, schedule times for people. So I can kind of get with you, too, or keep in touch by phone to see what's what. I think they at least need about a 7-day notice probably. The worst part is all of them are going to come in the very last 3 or 4 days probably.
And they have until when to file a protest?
They have until June 30th, which falls on a weekend, so actually that following Monday.
To file the protest, and then we have
until July 25th as the whole board to look at them.
As the whole board, so the three-member committee needs to do it before then.
Before then, if we can. And we kind of want to stay away from the holiday if we can, because then you'll have people calling and indicating. So I will try at the toward the, you know, maybe next week to see if I have enough to schedule for a day, if that works for...
Because the 25th is a Wednesday that we have a meeting, so we can...
Oh, we can do some in the afternoon, maybe?
July 20th. Oh, do we have to have a... No, I mean, the full board, do we have to have a separate meeting for that, or we can do it at our
board
meeting?
You have to have a separate meeting, because after the three committee people, or two or three committee look at it, then it has to go before the whole board.
For the whole board, and it has to be a separate meeting of the whole board.
The separate meeting of the whole board.
Because the 25th is... of July will be when we have a board meeting.
Oh, okay.
According to that calendar there.
It could be a separate meeting immediately following or preceding.
Just so Don has enough time to publish it in the paper.
Anything else, Patty? Anything else for equalization? Gage County Board of Equalization adjourned at 8:49. We will call to order the Gage County